Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with Jason Mendelson, who was diagnosed with stage 4 HPV throat cancer at the age of 44. At the time, he had no symptoms besides just a bump on his neck.
So no one's ever prepared to hear that they have cancer. I mean, I was 44 at the time. My boy-girl twins were 12. My son was 6. And I was devastated. Quite honestly, all I could think about was the fact that I speak to my parents multiple times weekly and, quite honestly, daily. We have a family business, so I'm president of our family business. My brother's my next-door neighbor. I always describe our family as a cross between the Waltons on TV. Do you know those? You know, the Waltons, John Boy.
Yeah.
I always describe us as a cross between the Waltons and my big, fat Greek wedding. And then sprinkled Judaism on top. That's our family. So I find out that I'm diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. I was obviously devastated. I was concerned about my wife and kids. And honestly, I had no symptoms but a bump on my neck. It's not like I was someone who was really sick and then found out they had cancer. I literally felt awesome. And then due to this small bump, find out I have cancer and that I'm going to need a radical tonsillectomy, neck dissection, where I had 42 lymph nodes removed, 7 weeks chemo, radiation, a feeding tube. I mean, when I tell you how crazy it was like mental gymnastics. I'm a guy that works 50 to 70 hours a week, traveling 2 to 3 times a month all over the country for work. I love my wife and kids. My wife and I have date night. I try to go to every kids event when I'm in town. And all of a sudden, I was going to have radiation 5 days a week in the morning. And then on Thursdays, I was going to have chemo, which the whole process would last around 6 to 7.5 hours. And all I could think about was, am I going to survive? I made videos to my kids saying goodbye. Videos went something like this. One day you're going to get married. I'm not going to be there. This is what's important. And honestly, those videos are heart-wrenching to have to make. They were heart-wrenching to have to make. And I share my story today to hopefully stop other parents from ever having to make such videos to their kids.
With this, Jason wants individuals to know their own bodies and to not wait to go to the doctor if they think something is wrong.
The importance of me stating in this interview that I went to the doctor quickly, the message for men and women is, if you have an issue, don't wait. Don't think the bump's going away. For oropharyngeal cancer, and that's a word I didn't know before 2014, for oropharyngeal cancer, which is HPV cancer of the tongue, throat, and tonsils, by the time it surfaces or is noticed, it's typically stage 3 or 4, because it is spread from where the problem was to the lymph nodes. So I think the significant message is, you know, when you go to the dentist, make sure you have oral cancer screenings. If you have sores that don't go away in your mouth or throat, or you find a bump on the outside of your neck, go see your ENT. The ENT is the one I would see, not other doctors, because I can't tell you, I speak with probably 4 to 6 patients a week, 2 to 4 patients, somewhere in that range of people from all over the world. And they all have a similar circumstance to me. They were going through life. They find a bump on their neck. They find out they have oropharyngeal cancer. And for many of them, they spend time going to a bunch of doctors and finally end up at the ENT and get diagnosed after a needle biopsy or CAT scan. But many of them spend months going from doctor to doctor trying to figure it out. So I would say, if you're listening to this, make sure you go to the doctor when you have an issue and don't just put it on the back burner.
Following his own experience, Jason started a website called supermanhpv.com.
So I've had my story shared in Chinese, Vietnamese, Portuguese, Spanish, and my goal is to have my cancer story shared in as many languages as possible on all seven continents to save lives worldwide, to stop other parents from ever having to make videos to their kids saying goodbye, because this is a preventable cancer. That's probably one of the most important points that people should understand. If there were a vaccine that would stop any little girl from ever getting breast cancer, everybody would give it to their daughter. Or a vaccine to prevent any boy from getting prostate cancer, everybody would give it to their kids. This is the only vaccine that prevents cancer, and the statistics are 3 out of 4 adults by 30 have HPV. 3 out of 4 adults by 30, 62% of freshmen in college, and men between 40 and 60 are the most highly diagnosed with HPV-related oropharyngeal cancer, right, tongue, throat, and tonsil, decades after being exposed. So they believe that I was exposed in college through oral sex, and just to lay it out there with you, that's why most people don't go public, because they're uncomfortable saying that, but they believe that I was exposed in college, and that decades later, so I graduated college when I was 20, and at 44, a bump on my neck showed up. I chose the name Superman HPV because my friends called me Superman during chemo and radiation. One of my friends said that I was strong like Superman, tough like Superman. And so I thought it would be a catchy, witty way to draw attention to a diagnosis that I had never heard of before being diagnosed, nor had anyone I had ever known been diagnosed with this. So the reason for the name is simply that I thought it would be a creative way to draw attention to a diagnosis that I could educate people about so they could learn about the HPV vaccine, and that would hopefully help them protect their sons and their daughters, not just their daughters, because I always have people say to me that before they heard my story, they gave the vaccine to their daughter, not their son. They had no idea it was for boys. And so I thought it would be a creative way to save lives for generations to come.
In conjunction with his work on raising awareness, Jason served as a panelist for the congressional briefing called Let's End HPV-Related Cancers. The briefing focused on advances in vaccinations, screening, and treatments that have placed the elimination of these cancers within reach, and also what needs to be done to achieve this goal.
The congressional briefing that took place a few weeks back was called Let's Eliminate HPV-Related Cancers. The primary sponsors of that briefing were the American Association for Cancer Research, Moffitt Cancer Center, as well as the Biden Cancer Initiative. Congresswoman Castor spoke first, and after she spoke, various well-known scientists, doctors, and advocates for HPV awareness spoke, and I happened to be one of the speakers to share my cancer story. Quite honestly, it was very humbling that I was asked to participate, and my hope is that that congressional briefing will lead to the elimination of HPV-related cervical cancer, which is obviously HPV is the primary reason for cervical cancer, and other HPV-related cancers. So we're going to work to increase HPV vaccination rates and bring awareness to really a diagnosis that many people have never heard of. I go back to this point that the HPV vaccine can eliminate cancer. To me, it's honestly unconscionable that someone wouldn't give the vaccine to their son or their daughter when they know 3 out of 4 adults by 30 have HPV, and decades later they could end up with HPV-related cancer. There are some medical reasons. Maybe a doctor would tell someone not to have it, but the majority of people, in my opinion, if they understood about the vaccine and understood the prevalence of this type of cancer, HPV or pharyngeal cancer, again, tongue, throat, and tonsil, surpassed cervical cancer this year. So the briefing really was to educate people and to hopefully increase HPV vaccination rates.
Okay. And why would you say that briefings like that are important on a national scale to raise awareness?
The congressional briefing will raise awareness nationally and bring attention to HPV preventable cancers and the fact that there's a vaccine. It's important because it protects boys and girls generations from now. The ACIP and the FDA approved the vaccine up to age 45. Which many people don't even know the vaccine exists, let alone that it's for people from the ages of 9 to 45. So I just think a greater awareness will bring more attention, which will bring more science, it will bring more social awareness, it will bring discussions, it will just do more to help protect future generations of boys and girls.
Okay. And so one way I like to kind of just wrap up everything that we've discussed is just by asking, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for someone else who is diagnosed with an HPV-related cancer?
I mentioned to you that through my site, I get contacted from probably 2 to 5 people or so weekly from all over the world regarding their diagnosis of HPV-related oropharyngeal cancer. And that, again, that's my perspective, right? I'm not a physician. I'm a guy that survived HPV tonsil cancer. My biggest piece of advice to them is to understand that it's all temporary, meaning the treatment, which many see as brutal, right? You're talking about radiation to the throat. I had third-degree burns in my throat. When I had a feeding tube, 7 inches a day, 2 Gatorades a day. I mean, there was a lot. But when you know that it's all temporary, I think you can get through all of it. You can see through the pain and the just the exhausting aspect of cancer. I don't care what cancer it is. It's exhausting mentally, physically. But if you know it's temporary, you think of it as temporary, and you know in 2 to 4 months, 2 to 5 months, whatever it is, that you'll be through it and that you'll be spending time with your wife or with your husband or with your kids or with the people that you love to be around, I think you can make it through it with the best possible attitude. Stay positive. Don't hang around people that make you concerned or worried. Maintain a positive attitude and know it's all temporary. That would be my best advice.
For more information, visit supermanhpv.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.